Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Acupuncture's My Life. Now, in this episode, I want to discuss why some of you tend to feel bloated a lot. And I get this question many times at my clinic here in New York City, as well as a lot of my global colleagues. And it's not even just at my clinic. I mean, I get this from family members, friends, associates, various colleagues. And I'm asked a lot, you know, doc, why am I constantly feeling bloated? And, you know, some individuals, I'll sit down and have an extensive conversation. I decided, hey, why not do a podcast on it? Now, I know I've skirted around this on the Acupuncture's My Life YouTube channel. And if you're not watching the YouTube channel, you know, there's a lot you'll learn about acupuncture watching that channel. Just subscribe. And there's more than just what you hear on podcasts that you'll hear on that channel. But anyway, there are many culprits behind feeling bloated. Okay, and you may be, let's say, at work, sitting in meetings or somewhere in a crowded room, and you may, in feeling bloated, you may feel gassy and you want to release it. And I know a lot of times individuals will feel, I can't, I got to hold on to it, which is also bad. But if you ever find yourself feeling bloated a lot, you need to, that's a huge indicator that you may need to see an acupuncturist right away. You know, and feeling bloated sometimes is, some people consider it a common thing. It has a lot to do with what you're eating, but not totally. But understand, bloating tends to occur when your gastrointestinal tract is filled with air or gas. And to an acupuncturist, you're faced with a wind issue. Now, we have to figure out what mechanism is allowing this wind issue to present. Which meridian? A lot of times it's stomach and spleen, but it can also be liver, as well as another meridian involved. But you see, it's an uncomfortable feeling. And it can also allow for your midsection, your belly, to appear as if it's swollen. Now, some will say, well, and there's other health professionals that'll feel bloating itself is normal after eating. I will say, in speaking for myself, I beg to differ. And I have colleagues that'll say it's, you know, it's a sign that gut and intestinal bacteria is like feasting. But I tend not to look at it that way. You know, in many individuals, you know, this feeling is accompanied by gas and cramps, as well as other gastrointestinal symptoms, which eventually over a long period of time, it becomes problematic. Understand something. Your middle jowl should not feel hard. You should not be experiencing pain. And if you're experiencing either of those two symptoms, I think you know what my recommendation would be. But, you know, what are some of the things you may be asking that can cause that? You know, you have individuals, even myself, that love bell peppers, and I love broccoli. Now, those vegetables don't affect me in that manner, but Some it does. And I've had individuals, I've had patients that say, well, doc, you speak highly of vegetables and fruits, and you discuss, you know, how bell peppers and broccoli may affect qi and blood in a positive manner. Yes, yes. But what I love so much about acupuncture is the fact that it's never a one-size-fits-all theory. So there are times in Eastern nutrition consultation sessions, I may recommend something, and it may not impact the patient the way I'd expect it, and then I'd have to make changes. And that's what's so awesome about seeing an acupuncturist. You know, because we also know that bell peppers, broccoli, different types of legumes, and as well as other cruciferous vegetables are loaded with fiber, and it's low in calories, therefore allowing it the ability to produce excess amounts of gas in certain individuals. And a lot of this has to do with this balanced yin and yang balance of gut bacteria between good and bad. And it can serve as an indicator to an acupuncturist. It'll adjust treatment protocol from an abdominal acupuncture perspective to sort of shift this balance, to balance it out. And in time, make the patient more tolerable and receptive to cruciferous vegetables. All right. And this is why I'm saying, you know, make acupuncture a part of your life. You know, because we understand the importance of health, but guess what else can affect and cause bloating, can affect your middle child? Those lattes, you know, those wonderful lattes, those vanilla lattes that everyone loves. They have to have in the morning. And you know me, I already say, let that go. Room temperature, water, and herbal teas. You want to talk more about herbal teas? See an acupuncturist. But these lattes are loaded with sugars. And then you put mannitol or sorbitol in it, which can represent the reason as to why you're bloated all the time. Because sugar alcohols like xylitol, lactitol, isomalt, they can cause bloating. And this is why, this is the culprit, or can be the culprit as to why you're starting your mornings off full of gas. And that's not good. And some have even come to me saying, you know, why don't I just switch to organic black coffee? And I just shrug my shoulders. I'm just not a fan of coffee. I'm just not. And I've even had individuals contact acupuncturists in my life and state, you know, they eat a lot of fiber, but They eat apples. An apple a day helps keep the doctor away. But guess what? An apple a day doesn't keep an acupuncturist away. I'm not even going to expand on that, because I know a lot of you have raised your eyebrows as to, you know, what is he talking about? But guess what? You know, many of you may experience unexpected bloating and you're partaking in a healthy diet. But that sudden increase of fiber, like when you start eating more high fiber fruits like mangoes, bananas, strawberries, apples, this fiber can now sit in your colon and begin to ferment, which will cause bloating. Just the same as cruciferous vegetables to an extent. And there may need to be some adjustments, but one or two sessions of abdominal acupuncture with your acupuncturist can change that, get things in balance. Because it's all about balance. It's all about your health being wealth. Being your wealth. Wealth is not in the bank or in a safe in your office. Wealth is not in your pocket, purse, or wallet. And the wealth is not in a shoebox in your closet, under your doghouse in the backyard. The wealth is not under your mattress, nor is it in an app on your phone or in a cryptocurrency account. The wealth is in you. But guess what? Guess what else can make you feel bloated a lot? Stress. And this is why I've said on the Acupuncture's My Life YouTube channel, if you notice you're feeling stressed a lot, see an acupuncturist. Get to an acupuncturist. You know, stress, along with feeling bloated, can allow a person to feel stuck, like they're in this endless loop. And when you're stressed out for an extended period of time, your brain sort of tells your middle jaw to slow down your digestion. Why? Because stress is triggering the body's fight or flight response. So it's putting you in a sympathetic state of being. So now you're on overdrive. And when you're in this sympathetic state of existence, your gut or your middle jaw is not contracting as often as it should. And now the food isn't moving through your digestive system. Why? Because your brain and your body are focused on that particular stressor. And that's not good. So some individuals may see an acupuncturist about bloating and disruptions in the middle jaw and the digestive process, and an acupuncturist may treat the stress, and the patient initially may be wondering, like, I didn't come here to have him or her focus on mental and emotional problems. I have digestive issues. But then after, like, let's say two or three treatments, you're noticing a change. And then what? Now you love your acupuncturist. Now you're so in love with your acupuncturist because they figured it out. You know, another culprit can be carbonated water. Even on rare occasion when I go out to eat, and usually when I go out to eat, I don't eat. I just hang out. You know, I'm not a fan of eating out too much. But I hear a lot of individuals asking for sparkling water. All right. But this contributes to gas in your belly. It does. And it's important that you're aware of this. Again, I'll reiterate, room temperature water, herbal teas. See an acupuncturist to discuss what types of herbal teas may be best for you. But the biggest thing that you need to do is to make acupuncture a part of your life. Why? Because acupuncture is my life. What's yours?